everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told. Paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. Well, it ain't that hard when you got soul. Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. So you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to Hammer Radio Network. I am Brian Amber Jackson. This is my show. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. We are global. Heard around the world. I've been off and on this week because I've been taking care of business. This is a one-man operation. But I've been doing some business and entertainment and with Netflix and so on and so forth, but that's not what we're talking about today, but that may explain the reason why it's hard to find me. But if you do want to know when the show is on, all you have to do is go to blogtalkradio.com/Brian Hammer Jackson. Hit the follow button, and it will alert you in your email when the show is live. That's it. All you have to do. Today we're going to talk about an interesting subject that most people don't talk about. A lot of people are ashamed about. And I don't hear it much on some of these shows. But a lot of people are not sleeping together when they're married. In fact, some people have different rooms. They sleep differently or separately. Some people don't call it a marriage. And some of your minds that you need to sleep together. And you can do that stupid thinking, I need to cuddle. Oh, I like to have him near me. Oh, I like to spoon. That's why we're sleeping together. Or, and I like to have them near me and everything. This is how it's supposed to be. And that's all bullshit. Because reality is some people get up early. Some people toss and turn. Some people snore. Some people have flatulence. Some people have TVs in their room and there's only one TV and they don't like the same programs. God forbid if there's a sports playoff game going on and she wants to watch the Housewives of Beverly Hills. There's many reasons why people don't sleep together. But that doesn't mean the relationship is bad. It's that you bought the fairy tale. You bought into it. And you've been brainwashed that. You're thinking married people should sleep together. Having sex has nothing to do with sleeping. But you bought in on it. If we don't sleep together, there's something wrong with us. No. There's not. But there are some marriages. Now, what we're talking about, sleeping together, is different than what we're going to talk about. No sex marriage. These are people who are married, and they don't have sex. Nah. They don't. Are they happy? Some are. But nobody talks about that. But we're going to talk about that today. And they're happy. You don't understand it, but by the end of the show today, maybe you will. Because we're going to go deep into that. Headline. I said headline. That means the show set up. No sex marriage. Masturbation. Loneliness. Cheating. And then we're going to also talk about your brain on porn. Subject, different subject. But it's still kind of the same. It's another subject, so hopefully we'll get to that. So that's what we're going to talk about today. And here we go, body of the ad. According to researchers quoted by Newsweek magazine, married couples have sex an average of just over 68 times per year. Think about that. Married couples, on the average, have sex 68 times per year. Think about that for a minute. 68. It's 365 days, 4 days. Oh, boy. 65 days in a year. But the average married couple only have sex 68 times per year. 68 times in reality. If you want to put it in reality, that's less than 4 months. No, wait a minute. Oh boy, I'm doing math this early. Think about it. 6 to 8 times per year. You do the math. And call in the studio and tell me what it is. We know it's not 365 days, it's 65 times. 68 times per year. Or just slightly more than one time per week. Okay, more like it. They broke it down. One time per week. We're talking marriage. There's a joke. What is the saying? If you never want to have sex again, get married. That's it. Other researchers have put the number closer to 58 times per year. Wow. Still slightly more than once per week. Some 15% to 20% of couples identify as having a sexless marriage. Based on the above stat, the study performed in 1994 said that some 2% of married couples have no sex the year before. 2% of married couples had no sex the year before. No sex in a year. Based on, and that's if they're telling. See, you got to give these polls a little leeway, but these are the people who admitted it. And I'm sure there's a lot of people who didn't admit it, and they took the money anyway for the poll. Based on the above stats, a study performed in 1994 said that some 2% of married couples had no sex the year before. Less than 20% of those identifying having a sexless marriage were under the age of 40. A new series exploring the neuroscience behind the addiction and how to overcome. Oh, that's our sex addiction. That's the second thing. But are you in a relationship that you're not having sex? And if you are in a relationship not having sex, are you happy? I'd like to hear from you. And our second subject will be, are you addicted to porn? And that word is so funny. Every time I hear the word addiction and I'm a child, are you addicted to porn? And what kind of problems can you have if you are? We're going to get into all of that. We're going to hammer that out. We're going to get behind the porn addiction and how to overcome it. Sexless marriage as a norm. We're going to hammer all that out. If you'd like to come into the studio, because I'd like to hear you, and the question is, are you in? And there's a new rule. Oh, by the way, I don't know if I got it, But there's a new rules of marriage. Wait a minute. I wanted to make sure I got that. You're going to be surprised of these woke cancel culture. But there's a new rules of marriage. If you didn't know what the new rules are, I hope I got it down because I was doing so many things. All right, I'm going to have to find it. That was very interesting, the new rules of marriage. Oh, I got it. You're going to love it. The new rules of marriage. You'll hear that. So especially if you're old, you got to know the new rules of marriage. The world is changing, my friend. And I don't know if you're going to change with it. So, again, you're going to need the number. I like to know. If you are in a sexless relationship, and are you happy? And are you having sex more than once a week? The number is 319-527-6099. That's the number, 319-527-6099. That's the number to get you in the studio. That's the number to get your voice heard around the world to know. And are you ashamed of it? I like to know, are you happy without having sex in your relationship? We have people in the studio, but I just wanted to go into this before I get to people on Facebook texting me or Facebooking me, whatever, DMing me while I'm doing the show. Just once in a while, look at it. This show has no chat rooms because you morons, you guys mess up the chat. I don't care about that. But there are people, if you are my Facebook friends, you can comment. I'll see it. And I'll read it on the air as well as you can message me. Now, before we get into it, and before you morons say, what's wrong with your relationship, Brian? Are you? No. My relationship is cool, better than cool, fine, better than fine, great, better than great. Do I have a no sex relationship? No, my God, hell no. Because I would not have. My girl is wonderful, beautiful, and she has a secret, and most women out there don't know the secret is, and I'll tell you why her secret works. Because I, all through my adult life, even my teen years, I treated women like bakery goods. That's what they were. They were little cupcakes and little cookies. Nothing more. They're nothing more than just my pleasure. I remember we were in production one time, before I was going to do a scene as an actor. I was rehearsing with a beautiful woman. We're doing a scene together. We're in a car. We're rehearsing. I saw a meter maid, and I go, look at the ass on that meter maid. And she just looked at me, the person I was doing a scene with. She goes, you think women are here on this planet just to please you? I go, yes, they are. And I really thought that. They are. That's what their function is. But again, the relationship that I'm in, my girl is the best. I mean, Cindy is the best, and there's nobody better than Cindy in my life. She's the best, and she has a good secret why she's the best. She will never deny me of when I want sex. No, doesn't matter. She could be sick. Well, I mean, you know, who wants to? But anyway, I'm saying it. You women out there, you woke woman out there, you, even during marriage or whatever, you will deny a man. You're not going to tell, you're saying, this is not your right, this is my body. Get the fuck out with your body. This is my body, I'm treating it like a temple and everything. I want it when I want it, and we both need to have it and everything. No. Because I'm going to tell you something that most men will not tell you. Doesn't matter if you want it or not. And that goes with you two men. That goes with you men. If your woman says, you know, let's be together and everything, and you're watching the playoffs, you never deny your woman of that. Never. Never. And you never deny your man of that. Never. Because I'm going to tell you something. In your brain, you think that's going to be the final thing? No, I'm not giving you sex. You know what the guy's going to do? He'll get it somewhere else. You know what the woman's going to do? She'll get it somewhere else. And if you think I'm just bullshitting you, you could check the stats, because you can tell that adult toys are a $1 billion business. Think about that. I can bet you an average household, single woman, one out of three, is probably more than that, won't have an adult toy in the house. She will get it. He will not be denied. And there's plenty of women out there waiting to say, come here. There's plenty of men out there waiting to say, come here. And now that we have Facebook and all these other social medias, they're out there. They're the predators. And you're the idiot. Because you'll go on Facebook and you'll go on social media telling what a bad marriage you have, and he's this and he's that and he's this. And you'll get that one guy going, oh, you're so beautiful. You see it on Facebook. I don't have to tell you. That's the predator. And you keep denying her, he will hit that. And that's why I'm really blessed to have somebody like Cindy. And I'm going to tell you, because she has that secret. And that one little secret, we've been together for a long ass time. And I don't even remember the years as they go by that fast. I mean, I don't. When she tells me how long we've been together, I'm still shocked, because it just seems like the first day, or it just seems like, you know, it's just the time just flies by. And that's very rare. Because, like I said, I used to treat women like they were cookies. Yeah, there are some older women out there. I call them the day-old bakery. You know, you pick out the breadcrumbs. But it was a hit and quit it. So a guy like me, a womanizer like me, and all this, and then I stay faithful, there's something there. We're going to talk about that. No sex marriage, masturbation, loneliness, cheating, and your brain on porn. Ladies, most of my audience are ladies. Listen, because we're going to get you some tape. You're going to hear some experts, and we're going to get you straight and why your marriage may be a no-sex marriage. And you freaking accept it because you're a moron. You stay in it for a lot of other reasons, not because of love. You know, and another thing, if you stay in it for any other reason than love, and you're thinking, well, I can't leave because of the house and everything, all you're doing is making yourself unhappy, and you deserve to be miserable. You deserve it. That's your punishment. See, God has a great sense of humor. See, love is supposed to be a sacred thing. But then you bitches, and there's some men out there too. I'm calling men bitches too. This is not an attack on woman thing. But let's just go women. You think, I'm going to stay in this relationship because I want a roof over my head and this and this. Well, the punishment of that is for you to be unhappy for the rest of your life. That's your punishment. And you deserve it. You deserve to get your ass kicked, and you deserve to die unhappy. Because you settle for something so sacred that you took something so sacred as love, which I don't believe in. We'll talk about that later. But you're going to stay there because he's rich. He puts a broom over your head. Every excuse, but I love him. And you deserve to be unhappy, and you deserve to die in hell. What are your thoughts? I'm going to open up the studio before we take a break. We got 111 here. I don't know if 111 is going to talk. We got 111. You're live on the air with Brian Hammer Jackson before we take a break. Hello. Okay. I'm going to leave your mic open, 111. You can talk if you want to. You don't have to talk. All right. And we have Miles here. Miles Cole, welcome to the show. What are your thoughts on marriage?
What's up, Cookie Monster?
What's up, man? What's up, Mr. Cole, Miles Davis, Del Rey? What's going on? What is your thoughts on marriage, Cole? Seriously.
Marriage is a four-letter word, and I don't know. You know, like you just said, so many people are in marriage and get stuck in marriage for all the wrong reasons. Some women are gold diggers. Some guys are so insecure that they're going to just stay with one woman because they're so terrified that they're not going to find anything as good or better. And I don't know. I mean, yeah, you covered a lot of shit there. I agree with what you were saying. But as far as being in a sexless relationship, I'm not, I have my right hand every few weeks, and I'm semi-happy, but I am lonely, and it would be nice to have what you have, and I don't mean your girlfriend.
I know what you mean.
I don't think that you'd like that. I don't think she'd like that. I don't know. Every girlfriend I ever had just lasted a few months, and they all cheated on me. And as you know, I was a whoremonger. And now you can get strains of gonorrhea and all kinds of shit just from eating pussy. I don't eat seafood anymore. I don't eat seafood in the ocean. I call it sea life. But I'm not going down. I'd have to have my woman under video surveillance for about a year, every second of the year, before I'd go down and munch on where somebody else went deep sea diving with their penis. It's kind of disgusting if you think about it. You know, right. You go down there and you go munching, and like when I caught chlamydia like 10 years ago, maybe too much information, but this girl, I knew she was banging a few dudes, and she obviously banged some dude right before me who had some shit on his shit in his system, and it's pretty disgusting thing to happen. And I don't know, so I'm kind of scared a little bit too. And then at the same right, I think my whore days are kind of over, just because that's kind of skanky, even though it is the easy way out, Ryan. You can just, you're going to pay for it anyway. What's to say the difference between, let's just say I found a hot-ass 22-year-old at a club, in L.A. or New York, and I fucked the shit out of her. I'm still going to have to take her to Mr. Chow's. Still going to have to throw a few martinis down her throat. So you're going to pay one way or another. And who's to say that little skank doesn't have the same disease as some, 25-year-old hooker that you paid for?
Well,
the difference?
I dated a lot.
I know
of
there's
women
a little. I know there's a difference. The one girl acts like she's pristine, and she picks up you brought that up one time. She picks up a dude, say once a month. Mm. Remember you had that question where you asked how many times before a woman's a slut? And then with converse, how many times before a man is a men are slut fillers, what I call them.
Sure.
So how many times before a man is a piece of shit dog, fucking women, protected or unprotected? If it's unprotected, it's even more. If you're having unprotected sex, it's one thing. Because look, everybody, when you date, right? I don't know why they just call it, are you dating? It's, you just say, are you fucking? Because if you're dating and you're not fucking, you're being strung along or you're some religious bullshit. So are you fucking? And if you're fucking, everybody starts out fucking with rubbers. And then a month or two goes by and you're like, oh, I love you. Oh, I love you too. Oh, I trust you. And meanwhile, one of those parties is not trustworthy. Mm-hmm. So you think that the one person that thinks that they're safe is actually not safe because the other person is a whore. And they can get something and give it to you. And That's the most fucked up thing. It's just to find out, I found out this one. I was 26 and she was 18 and she was a virgin. And then I found out, after it was over, after 6 months or whatever, that she was fucking another, fucking Indian waiter at the same restaurant, and I was hurt. And then, I was hurt at first. And then I was like, I want to find this motherfucker. And, kick him so hard in the balls, his grandmother will feel it. But then that doesn't do anything for you figure you fuck a virgin, you figure, okay, I'm her first. Maybe I would have been her last. She's a whore anyway, so it wasn't my wife. It wasn't a real girlfriend. But, like you said, you got to get it somewhere, whether it's from porno or a fake pussy or you got a big... And like I said before in the past, if your girlfriend, I'd like to know what kind of toys and what kind of size toys my girlfriend has. It doesn't apply to you because you have fucking Godzilla cock. So you don't have to really worry. The dildo in the drawer is probably the same size. Your ego can handle that. I can't handle that. I can't be with a girl and find a fucking dildo the size of Shaquille O'Neal in the drawer.
You really can't. You can't deal. You're telling me.
No, seriously. Jesus Christ, man. Did I satisfy her last night?
You said something. You said something interesting. Before you go into something else, you said something interesting.
No, no.
And that's a good question. And that's actually a good question. Is that you're married, and then you found out that your wife has a dildo that is twice as big than you are. Does that affect a man, and does that piss off a man, or
yeah,
does that
I mean,
make
well, what
him
if
insecure?
She's like, well, I got a headache, and then you catch her in the bathroom, like, shoving a 14-inch dildo up her ass, you know, like, you got a headache, you're going to have an ass ache after that session right there, like, fuck this, I'm going to the strip club and blowing a fucking load in his mouth, but, you know, it's the same thing with, you know, like, it's just that insecurity, and I bet some wives satisfy themselves with vibrators and dildos, so they don't really have to get it, and they use that power over the man because they can fucking satisfy themselves every night. And you know, I mean, a guy can only satisfy himself. I mean, I'm the jerk off king because I've done it thousands of times. So I think in a lot of instances, you know, I could take care of myself better than some hookers or girls I've been with just because they don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Well,
but at the end of the day, you know, if a chick is hot and knows what she's doing, I can't service myself like she can service me.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, and they know that. They use that power.
I understand.
You know?
I understand. And for the record, I've been with many women. I never caught a disease in my life.
Count?
Huh? No, I won't. Because you won't believe me if I said you won't. You know, I don't open my. No. I don't open myself to that. I'm way. No.
Is it over 500?
Is it over 500?
Yes or no? You can answer that. I know Cindy's standing next to you saying, "Where's my dildo?"
I'm free to talk. I'm free to. I have a relationship where I can talk. I'm not censored.
I know.
But what did you? What were you saying?
Over 1,000. Over 1,000. Under for Brian.
I would say over.
I would say your under over is about between 1,500 and 1,800. Something like that. Now you can lie and say, oh,
well,
yeah.
You have to remember. Wait. Let's factor everything before guys go liar, bullshit, bullshit, liar, bullshit. Then that's why I don't open myself up to those questions.
No matter what I say,
there's going to be some asshole saying you're lying because they can't believe it.
But that's
so
okay.
I don't
it's
say
going to be someone like Mrs. Solution who's gay. You know, I hope you're. Is that you? 1-1-1-1-1-1-1. Mrs. Gay Solution.
I don't think that's Mr. Solution. He usually comes in the latter part of
it's
the show.
It's probably fucking Laverne.
But it doesn't really matter.
How you doing at the moment?
111 wants to remain anonymous, and we're gonna keep it that way because whatever name that you throw out, I mean, you have to understand. Wait a minute, Cole. You have to understand that this show is worldwide, and the subject that I posted, there's gonna be a lot of people listening to the show, and there's gonna be a lot of people who are at work. There's going to be a lot of people who want to just come in to listen. So whatever name you throw out who comes in anonymously, chances are it's going to be wrong. And we don't care. They want to come in. They want to listen to the show, and that's fine with me.
I was just throwing a couple of names
out
there.
Let's get back to the subject. Because you had bad experience with women. I treated women like a cum disposal unit. You throw them away. They were throwaways. There was always, and I'm not proud how I treated women, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about, okay, so you've been an asshole, and you treat women like bakery goods or cookie and or throwaways or a cum disposal unit, but yet you're with one. Then you find a woman and you stay with her for over 15 years, 10 years. That's the thing. It's like, how did that work? I mean. Because some people think once a cheater is always a cheater, and I did. I cheated so much times in my relationship, and you know, and even when I was single, you know who majority of my partners or the majority that I hit it and quit it, I had sex with, were married women. I will say, I would be honest with you, 35% of them were married women. Married women.
Okay, so they weren't getting that.
Maybe higher.
Home. And you were like, how many of those women?
I don't know.
Before you stepped with?
There's not.
How many?
There's not.
How many women? Did you know before the fact
that they were married. You're like, oh, fuck it. You know, you're not getting this.
No, I mean, you know, it's funny. It is funny. You know, you think, wait, I mean, you ask a good question, I'll answer it. You think the old days were you look at a wedding ring and you say, okay, they're married. Mm-hmm. Or the guys will go to a club and they'll take off the ring, but you can still see, you know, the band, the wedding ring band on their finger. Yeah, and say, okay, dude, you took it off. But the women that I had an affair with, they weren't hiding it. They are fucking with the wedding ring on. One girl, I took off the wedding ring and put it on her little toe because it was up in the air, just a reminder. But the thing about
did the sun reflect off of it?
I don't remember, but it's like, I want you to, while your legs are up in the air, I want you to remember that you are a married woman. Yeah, I was sick that way. But the thing about it is, how did I stay faithful?
And we go to you put it
well,
on
you know, it's a little tiny. It didn't fit over the toe. I just put it like on a, you know, like if anything, I put it between the toes. You know, it only lasted for 2 minutes, 3 minutes. I mean, it wasn't there the whole time, but it was just the statement. You know what I mean?
Where's
just
my wedding ring? Oh, my asshole swallowed it up when I came.
Exactly.
Home,
exactly.
Spit it back out.
But the thing about it is how did you come from being a scumbag, a sleaze bag? Because I was actually engaged to three women at the same time. One on the East Coast, two on the East Coast, one at the same time. Cost me a lot of money for those engagement rings. But
did you fuck their heads up? Or did they have no clue what was going on when you're like, listen?
No, they didn't have no clue. They until the wedding got close, and then I had to confess.
Right.
I don't want to get married.
Right.
And it was very. It was the worst thing. It was the worst thing ever. I mean, I remember one of the girls. It was lights were dark. And completely black, and you told her. And all you heard was crying from like 9 p.m., and she didn't stop crying till the next morning. And you're hearing the sobbing in the dark. You couldn't see anything. It was horrible hurting somebody like that.
Well, you're lucky because you wouldn't see a kitchen knife cutting your dick off either. I would tell her to go to a hotel or tell her in the morning.
Right.
I
slept on my stomach that day,
Now, what about, did any of these husbands, did you ever have any altercations with people, boyfriends or husbands that found out?
Only one time, and we became friends. Yeah, and that's a good subject because
she was
beautiful.
But he was dead with her, right? He was done once he found your python was...
I don't know because I hit it three more times and then they had to work out their own marriage, but she was good to lay. So I didn't want to just, but he found out and he wanted to meet me. And I said, hey, he has the same last name. And I called her, this dude, I don't know this dude, but he has the same last name as you. She goes, you idiot, that's my husband. Oh, well, he wants to meet at Starbucks and he wants to talk. He wants to talk about us. Oh, well, I'm interested in us. It's a good subject. She goes, don't go. Don't, you know, all this kind
of
bullshit. But the only reason why I went is like, huh, you got some secrets I may want to hear. So we met. And, you know,
but you're ready to fight, right? I mean, you're
all
ready to fight.
No. And let me tell you something.
It wasn't like that?
Why would I? Why would I fight this man? Because
no,
I'm banging his wife.
Yourself. I don't know. I guess he's meeting you at
Starbucks.
No, he's
I could tell
meet
in
you
his voice. You know, we hear about that. And, I mean, we hear the extreme and we make movies of it. You know, the guilted lover and I go hunt them down and I kill their family.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think in real life that's where it goes because in real life he was hurt. I can tell by his...
It's not absolute,
but you're right. It can go sideways. I mean, you know, people run into the trees and kill each other. But the average person, I don't think...
your brother, you know, a cousin or a next-door neighbor, and it's been going on for a long time, and you had no fucking clue. You always see that, you know.
Well, I tell this story.
Husband killed wife, and, you know.
Yeah, you of course.
I think you have to be more angry at the girl than the guy, you know, than the guy cheating.
Well, see, that's the thing. I'm glad you brought that up because you bring up something that I have to address because it's a good point. Because a lot of these relationships were, and it's usually the women will say that. I never heard a man say this. If a woman sees a man who is a married man, but she's attracted and all this kind of stuff, or it could be a woman sees this guy and knows that he's married, that's the point I'm trying to get. And she knows he's married before she even makes the next step. Women
right.
say this all the fucking time, and it's just a game, guys. It's just a game. Don't ever fall for it. They'll say this, oh, I don't want to be responsible to ruin your relationship. Bitch, really? You think you have that much power to ruin my relationship? Shut up. I'm here to hit it and quit it. Quit being, don't put yourself on some kind of pedestal like, I don't want to be responsible to ruin it. My relationship is already ruined. That's why I'm with you. Shut up. And that's a lie that women do it because here, why, you know why women say that to you? And the reason why women say that to you, just in case your relationship falls apart and you end up with this one, she wants to be portrayed as, oh, I'm a victim, and I just fell for your beautiful charisma, and I was the one that says, I don't want to be responsible. So she wants to put that in your head. Meanwhile, she's saying that while she's giving you a blowjob, but it doesn't sound like I don't want to be responsible for your relationship. It more sounds
she
like...
Wants, some of them do. Some of them are homewreckers. They that's their goal.
No.
It's to fuck you so good that they fuck things up, and then
but
they
you
move
don't,
on to
you're
the next
absolutely
son.
Right. There are some women who go after married women, go
malicious.
After married men for
only
the
married
ego.
Men.
No, yeah. There are some women who don't want
yeah.
to be attached, and it's a sport, and it's a sport. And some people go after married men because it's a control factor
top
in that,
sport.
Too. Yeah, it is a sport.
So capsize, wait, I'm interested. Capsize your meeting. Capsize your meeting with this guy at Starbucks real quick in a minute.
Well, he was hurt. I heard
the
hurt in his voice. I met with him at Starbucks. We sized each other out. And then I'm saying, really? She's sleeping with you? He's looking at me, really? She's sleeping with you? You know, that kind of thing in our heads. You know what I'm trying to say? In our heads.
Just put your cock straight on the table. Just slap your cock. Oh, now I guess I can understand why she you
no,
know.
No, but she did not see that. You got to remember, she did not see that. And I don't think that's a factor, but she did not see that until you had sex. And by that time, while you're having sex, you already, you know, so you had to, the foreplay and all that stuff to get you involved first before she sees that. You know what I mean? I'm not walking around with a heart on everything.
Women know.
Like, hello,
women
my name
look
is Brian.
At height. You know, Brian, you're black and you're over 6 feet and you're 180 pounds, so you're not going to be hung like a Chinaman. Sorry, was that
<What's>
that?
I don't know.
Am I going to get canceled? Am I canceled? Are we doing a cancer culture?
Is this a cancer
Brian
culture?
Culture making it Chinese? Hey, you know what? I wanted to open my comedy routine with this. So I'm going to say it on the show. I don't give a fuck. I'm just fucking around. There, but check this out. Here's what I was thinking about opening the comedy routine. Tell me how it would be perceived or taken. You ready?
Yeah.
I was just thinking, you know, there's only four big things that Chinese people are really good for, you know. Doing laundry, cooking Chinese food, giving hand jobs in massage parlors, and doing math equations. Am I wrong? Would my career be over with that at a comedy show? Would it be over? It'd be over, right? I'd be fucking, it'd be the most marked. You know, but, and I mean, like, you know, the fact that I can't do fucking Chinese accent, like, it's all happened, you know, just recently. You know, like, there's certain things in comedy where I know they're tasteless. You know, but I think like Ricky Gervais is a piece of shit. And I think a lot of people that were in the spotlight doing their jokes were like way worse with like homophobic stuff or really bad racist shit. And I, you know, like Peter Sellers played a fucking Indian dude, the party.
I know,
had,
but we're getting off
Indian
the subject. Wait, we're getting off the subject to comedy and the main subject. But the main
did
subject
you like
is
did
this.
You like those jokes, though?
That
I
was
mean,
a good
did you like
one.
That?
Yes, that's. That was a good one. Good delivery.
And
look,
by the way,
going back, I want to finish
point,
the story so I can go for a break.
Asians or Chinese are only good for four things. They're actually good for a fifth thing, and I'll let you know when I think of it. Okay, go back to the side of the
community. What are you doing?
All right. I hope it's going to get leaked.
Well, the subject
is. I'm going to be like SNL, and they're going to be like, I took a snippet out of Brian Hammer Jackson's radio show, and this is what you said in here. We're going to cancel you now, Miles. You're canceled. So what
well, we did it
Starbucks?
One time. They took a part of our show and played it on Howard Stern at one time, but that was interesting.
Really?
And I didn't find out about
what
it until I went on Facebook,
on
and they're saying, you were on Howard Stern. Huh?
What was said on that
There was a person who used to be the morning crew. I don't even remember her name. But But she came in.
What'd she say?
And it was Howard Stern was promoting his second book. I forgot the name of his second book that just came out. And so they were promoting it. I guess one of Howard Stern's, you know, freaks came in the studio because we're talking about sex and Howard Stern's book or whatever. And this person, damn, I don't remember her name, said something about she said a joke, and I thought the joke was funny, and I didn't think anything of it. And I go into Facebook, and then there's a couple of people going, "I heard you on Howard Stern," and so they played the. They played the joke that we said.
Oh, I'd like to hear that clip, man. Wonder if it's
They said that Howard Stern played that about 6 times and everything on his show.
He's a
but
great
we were
interviewer.
On Howard...
I liked him before he went on Sirius. I don't have Sirius. I don't really fuck with him anymore.
I don't know if Howard Stern is a great interviewer or not. I think with Howard Stern. He hit personal areas that no guy will go through. You know, talk about how often do you masturbate,
like, really
how often do you fart in bed.
Where other people don't want to fuck with. You know, he'll really ask shit that, like, people, like, he'll get people to open up. That's what I mean by
I think Howard Stern is fantastic. I think he's a trailblazer. But I can see the time where we're slipping really fast because these subjects are very interesting.
Recap on the Starbucks. You didn't finish that, and then we'll get back to
the Starbucks we met, and then Starbucks. And then he came out and asked me, "Are you having an affair with my wife?" And I said, "No, I'm just fucking your wife. I'm not having an affair with her. I see other people. I'm not really, you know, I'm not going to take your wife. I'm not interested in dating your wife.
But
I'm not interested.
He had suspicions. So, but
everybody can have suspicions. But if he just wanted to hear who is she, you know, screwing.
Fucking.
So I just said no. I mean, I'm just using your wife as a sex toy. That's it. So you don't have to worry. I'm trying to make him feel better.
His jaw hit the floor? Did you see the pain in his eyes?
No. And it was very interesting. And he goes, "Okay." And then I looked at this guy, and this guy was crushed. I mean, this was not no joke. I mean, this guy's soul left his body. But he was one of these controlled by your woman kind of guy, you know what I mean, a passive guy, and she was more the ball buster. You could see that. She took every ounce of manlyhood from this dude, and women will
so
do
he
it
he
if you let them do
the
it.
He was a win. He was whipped. He knew the answer before he went to
But he was a nice
he
guy. Right,
yeah.
And then he asked, and then I asked him,
mm-hmm.
"Am I the first?" And he didn't expect.
Shit.
He did not expect that question, and it put him back on the seat. And he goes, "No, you're not." Now I'm pissed off. Going,
cheated on me. Listen, you're a fucking idiot. If you're, I don't believe that if you're married, at least from a guy's standpoint, if my wife cheats on me, okay, there's no repairing shit. I don't care if I have kids. There's no repairing anything. Fuck you.
Well, you'd be surprised.
I don't know. I know some women are going to say no, but for a guy to stick his dick up in your pussy is not the same as a guy cheating. And I know some women will be like, "No, it's the same." But there's just no repairing shit. There's no repairing that. And there's no way I can ever trust her again. She'll do it again. She does it once, she'll do it again. Opportunity and motive. You're going to be, you know, you're shooting a film in L.A. and she's in New York.
Well, see, you're going back to what I just said. That how can a guy like me, who treat women like a tissue box and throws them away as a come
because
to disposal, you as bakery goods?
And you finally realize you
no,
looked
there's
within
no
your inner
we had that
you
argument with
you
love.
Were a piece of shit.
No, I was in love with
you
a lot
did.
Of
you
them.
Said,
I thought
you said I got to change, huh?
Well. No, it's not.
Then why was
it? There's not an easy. Okay. Okay, let me get King in here. Good morning, King, the King of Kings, Mr. King Webb in the studio. How you doing, my brother?
Hey, good morning, Brian. How you doing this morning, man?
Good morning, man. I'm doing good. Cole's here, and there's something 111 here. I have no idea who 111 is, but we're talking about.
What's going on, Webb?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. And good morning to 111, whoever I'm on.
Yeah, Mrs. Private Pants.
What I'm saying is we're going to go on love, and I don't want to talk about love because, again, love is stupid and love is emotion. And love does not keep you together. And love sometimes, if you're in an abusive relationship and she wants to get out, and then your stupid friends say, but you're in love. Work it out. And meanwhile, she's getting her face pounded with a fist. But you're still in love, right? Why don't you leave him? Because I love him. You know, don't give me that crap about love. The reason that my relationship stays good is because, one, you got to have – I talked to her, and she had children before me, and her kids did not really like me that much because I'm not their daddy. And I was more immature than they were, but beside the fact. And I had to talk with them. I love the kids now. I consider her kids my kids. I love the kids. But in the beginning, we had to talk. They were rebelling against me. They were daring me to say, come on, hit me, because come on. They would try anything they can to ruin our relationship, you know, because they did not want me in that equation. I had enough, and I knew it was frustrating because they were not my real kids, and I cannot beat the shit out of them, which I am justified because I had them. But I only had one recourse, so I sat them down, and I said, look, I don't have to love you. I love your mother. I don't love you. But here's the deal. I do like respect, and I command the respect. You don't have to love me to respect me, and I can not. And I don't have to love you to respect you, because respect to me is way above love. Love is an emotion that is stupid because it's interpretation by anybody else, but respect is respect, and everybody knows what respect is. And then they listen, and they go, you don't have to love us? I go, no, I don't have to love you. Can we hate you? Yeah, I hate you too. But just show me the respect. We could do that. And then lately, and then it became, I respect them too. They were not children. They were young people. And I gave them the respect too. That's all they wanted. You know what I mean? And we have been tight ever since. So I don't know. Anybody comes in and say, I'm in love. Yeah, you probably have an alcoholic husband who's cheating on you. I have cheated. I have married women cheat with me, but they were so in love. They were saying my name in their head. In fact, most of them did doggy style. While he was back there thinking of other women, she was in the front thinking about me. That's love. In fact, they should give me an award for keeping marriages together. Without me, they would have left long ago. But I'm just trying to say, we're going to talk about no sex marriage, masturbation, loneliness, cheating, and then we're going to talk about your brain on porn. And here's the stats that's really chilling about it, because there's no reason why anybody should get married. Here it is. Here's the marriage stats. A second or third marriage isn't doomed, but your odds of lasting for a long haul are slightly lower if you've been married and divorced before. So these are people who've been married, divorced, and forget the word married and divorced, who've been together, broke up, and now they're single, and now they want to meet Mr. Right, which is no such thing. It's Mr. Right Now, what they're really saying. They forgot the now. So you're doomed, because your second time around is not going to work out according to these stats. You are doomed. About 35% of first marriages end within 10 years. I think it's higher. But 35% of first marriages end within 10 years. So don't talk to me about love. While about 40% of the second marriages end within that period, according to the CDC. So if you're going to be married the second time, we're going to meet somebody the second time, it goes higher that it will end. 40% of the second marriages will end within 10 years. These are the facts. 58% of people are divorced. And these are some of the questions. What are the chances your first marriage will end in divorce? Men are 3.8% more likely to complete a 4 years of college. I don't know how college got into this. How did college get into it? It says, what are the chances of your first marriage will end in separation or divorce? You may have heard that 50% of marriages end in divorce. 50% of marriages end in divorce. You got a 50-50 chance. So when you're sitting in front of that priest or that clergy and you're saying those promises to the Lord, 50% of the time you're lying to him. To death do your part? Uh-uh. Sickness and health? What? You got cancer? Well, see you later. 50% of you, half of you are lying to the Lord because you're going to stand in front of the Lord and make your vows and your promises to the Lord. And you're lying. You're lying. Let's think what marriage is really about. You know what marriage was really about? Back in the day, marriage was about having children so they could work the farm, have a legacy, so they could do this, do that. Women needed marriage because women did not have the opportunity for employment. Women couldn't get the jobs. They couldn't get good jobs to support themselves. So they got married to the man to support them, and they could be a happy housewife. Because in those days, women were not financially capable or financially sound. So they did hook up to the man. And what was in it for the man? Because he wanted a boy. You always hear it, boy, boy. Even to this day, 2021, you see somebody pregnant, and the first thing they say is, I hope I get a boy. Because we already have, because why do I want a girl? Then they want a boy for their legacy. And again, a farm hand, an extra hand to help around the house and training and everything like this and for your legacy. That's why people got married. It's not because of love. And because of that fairy tale, 50%, half of you will end up in divorce. Half. How does the age that you marry affect your chances of divorce? That's interesting. Studies have shown that there is a Goldilocks zone between the ages of 28 and 32 where marriage have the highest chances of success. After 32, the likelihood of your marriage ending in divorce increases by approximately 5% per year. So after 32, 33, you got a 5% chance of getting divorced. 34, 10%. And you can do the math. 35, it's just that. That's high. 5% per year, your chances of you, if you get married after 32, that will end in divorce. These are real, folks. These are not a joke. This is not blog talk going, bah, bah, bah. I want to get you excited so you can come on and troll me. Woo! This is for the ratings. No, these are facts. These are facts. How often does a second marriage end in divorce? Well, I'll tell you. 48% end within 20 years. 48%. The person who's going to remarry or get married a second time, it will end within 20 years. That's after 3 years of separation. Then it breaks it down. Caucasian women are much more likely, get this, 87% to divorce than are Hispanic women and African American women. Caucasian women are more likely to divorce. 87% of them. White women are freaks, man. Well, they're never happy. They're always entitled. They hound you. They nag you. Goodbye. Isn't that interesting? 87%. Caucasian women are most likely to get a divorce. 87% of them are. African-American, 64%. No, I'm sorry, Hispanic women, 64%. And African-American women, 60%. African-American women, 60% is more likely to end in divorce. So you're making that promises to God, you're looking at that woman, you got a 60% chance that this will end in divorce. That's if you're African-American. If you're white, 87%. Basically, they're saying, after the honeymoon, you don't fuck me good. Goodbye. Or you're not going to die fast enough to get me in your will. 87%. You have a chance of that white woman divorcing your ass.
Or you're not making enough money.
Isn't that interesting, though? It's interesting. And then it says, well, it's true. Then they says, why does the divorce rate keep getting higher? Well, when it comes to marriage, practice doesn't make perfect. In fact, it only seems to make it worse. That's why the divorce rate continues to get higher for each additional marriage. Nearly 3 out of every 4 adults who are on their third marriage will end up divorced again. 3 out of 4. So if you're a two-time loser, why not? I mean, it's like a baseball game. Here he is, now betting 0.000. Brian Hammer Jackson. Yeah, we recruited him. Chances of him getting on base is 0.444. What the fuck are we looking at this guy for? And it's the same thing as marriage. It's like if you're going to get married the third time, nearly 3 out of 4 adults are going to end their marriage in divorce. Where's the love now? Because I thought love would keep us together. Oh, love. I'm going to stay with him because I love. No, you're not. You're staying with him because he's keeping that roof on your head and you don't have a job. Now, they didn't even put in the factor about career women. And I guarantee you, the career woman who's working the extra hours at night, going to the corporate meetings, traveling internationally, they're not even factoring that fact in because we're not thinking about women as career women. We're not thinking of them that. We're not thinking, looking at your woman and say, well, that's a career woman. If you put that factor involved, sayonara, Mr. Omota. Because most men cannot handle a career woman. They can't. They're intimidated. That's how it is. That's just how it is. I didn't write the stats, folks. I did not write it. We're going to take, I'm going to talk to somebody. I don't know. Let's do the man on the street. I have no idea who this person is. Well, let's just say, I'm just going to take a guess because I'm psychic. Mr. King Webb. Mr. King Webb? Hello, sir. Yeah, you. I see you in Mr. Webb is shopping, and I'm going to walk up to you. Mr. King Webb? Hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and I like to take a poll. You seem like a happy man. I notice that you have beautiful children, but you have no wife. What is up with that, Mr. Webb? Would you care to make a comment on that? Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, buddy. But, Mr. Webb, I want to talk to you about love. Why did you, love is everything. Why can't you, yeah. You say, well, that's why I left the bitch, because I'm looking for love.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, buddy. Get the fuck out of my face before I sue your ass. We have the full studio coming in, and before we take a break, we're going to go through it. 316-316-304. Is this my brother Barry? It's my brother Barry, love and affection. Barry, is this Columbus Barry, love and affection, Mr. Barry?
Yes. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Mr. Barry, have you been in love before?
Yes. I got a couple things that I want to say about this.
Sure.
Let's just flat out take race, let's take all these statistics out and all this. People just don't know how to fucking date. Nobody's content with life, and everybody's trying to have this fairy tale relationship that isn't fucking true, doesn't fucking exist. People fail to realize relationships will have their problems, misunderstandings. Nobody likes to communicate. Nobody likes to talk about things.
Mm.
And everybody likes to bullshit and beat around the bush. Everybody's always looking for the next best thing and not realizing to get the next best thing, you have to build something to reach towards that. Nobody wants to build anymore. Everybody just wants to get the fast track to success and happiness and love and marriage. It doesn't just come out of nowhere. You can't just pull it out of fucking thin air. That's the real problem here is people don't know, for one, how to love themselves and be secure with themselves. Two, people don't know how to communicate and talk and express themselves. Three, everybody seems to be like, people people, instead of growing from the mistakes they have, they try to step away from it and cause it to damage their previous life or what they're living present day. Like, you can't sit here and base your next relationship off your past relationship. You can just take your past and try to see what you did wrong and what were wrong in that situation and try to fix it if you can. It's a lot of intangibles inside of this shit, and I feel like people just give up. Nobody wants to fight anymore. We're in a different generation, different time. Like, this is not the 60s and 50s where people fought for their love. People, you know, not really wanted to be in a relationship but still wanted to fight because they made that oath. Nowadays, everybody's like, oh, shit, you can get divorced. It's fucking easy. All right, fuck it. Why not get married after 2 weeks and then get a divorce because I see somebody else who has it better than you? It's not, I don't know. Nobody wants to build. Basically.
You nailed it for me, and that is true. Marriage or relationship is work, and you got to put the work in it to work. And the work means compromise, understanding, learn things. You got two individuals who came from different backgrounds, and you're trying to make a life as one. And there's a lot of work in it. You're right. People do not work on it like they did in the old days. Fuck it, I got Facebook. I got 2,000 friends on Facebook, and that one little fucker always agrees with me. Oh, you're so beautiful. Why are you taking this from him and everything? You know what I mean? You got all these distractions that you did not have before, and you're right. People tend to flee. They don't work on shit. I understand that, you know, there's some shit that can never be worked out, but you're right. A lot of people just say, you know, fuck it. You know, I don't need this. Fuck it. He goes, well, you don't need what? I don't need my woman to say, where you been at? It's 1 o'clock. I don't need that shit. Well, you do need that shit because you should not be out at 1 o'clock in the morning, fool. And then you're going to blame it on her when she asks you where you be at, and you're up there running around at 1 o'clock in the morning, fool? Of course. You're married. But, you know, you hit the head on in my opinion, people do not work on it enough and understand that there is a second person to have different feelings, and it is compromise, and it is work. In fact, here's a girl that doesn't need no work at all. Look at this, Latia. Hello. Wait, I cannot assume. 954, your name, please, and where you're from.
Hey.
Hey. Let me ask you a question. If you and I were to get married, how long you think it would last? Knowing that knowing what a dog I am, and knowing how uncontrollable I am, and knowing that I'm flirting with every woman, I'm asking you, how long would that shit last with you?
Well, first of all, I won't go for it.
Oh, there you go. That didn't work out that long. Exactly. I'm not going to tolerate this bullshit. I hear you, kiddo. But you've been there. But do you still, we talked about this, you still believe in love, but did you know the stats? Now, have you ever been married? But have you been married before, though? Have you been married before?
No, I've never been married.
Do you want to get married?
Yeah, I want to get married.
Why?
Because, I mean, I want to spend my life with somebody, you know.
Hi, baby. Why do you want to get married because you want to spend your life with somebody? But why can't you spend your life with somebody without being married?
Because why, first of all, why would I date somebody and spend all these years? And I don't got no ring on my finger. First of all, I'm not going to waste all these years with you and being married. Like, I'm not going to do that. My aunt did that. My aunt and my uncle have been with each other for 15 years, and yet they're not married. I'm not going to do that. If you don't want to marry me, then leave me alone. Somebody else.
Really?
I'm not going to spend all these. Sit down. I'm not going to spend all these years with you, and we ain't married. So I'm going to mess up. And plus, we got kids together. Oh, no.
Yeah, but
hey,
I just
see,
read
can
the
I ask,
stats.
Can I ask you a question? I'm sorry, Brian. I just want to ask a quick question.
Okay, go ahead, Cole. And go ahead, ask her.
Don't take this wrong.
And then we'll get to the
no-sex
marriage thing.
I'll ask every woman that wants marriage the same question. Does it matter? Does it really matter how big and shiny the diamond is, like your engagement ring? Is there a cutoff when you? I'm not talking about a Cracker Jack ring from a Cracker Jack box, but does a ring really? What does a ring signify to you, or you know, to women in general, in your belief? You know, what does it have to be? You know, $3,000 or more, what's this? Does that make a difference on the size of the ring?
Matter as long as it comes from the heart, because I don't need no luxury expensive crystal ring just before you show me that you really love me and you want to marry me. You could be honest, if whoever want to be like, you know, decided to like give me a ring or whatever, I don't even care if they go to Walmart or whatever, as long as they put their heart into it, that's all that matters. Because nowadays girls won't they want all these expensive rings, and if it ain't this carat, I don't want it. So it's like, you know, they very picky, but I don't know. Some of these girls, they just want too much. So that's probably
a good answer. I like that answer.
So
we can make a trip down to Walmart if you're not busy this weekend. I don't know if you fuck around with white boys or not. Hello? Or just not? All right, back to you, Brian. Are we still on the air? I guess it's just you and me, Latia. Hey, what are your kids' names? How you got two kids, right? What are their names? How old are they?
1 and 2.
Boy and a girl?
Uh-huh.
Where did Brian go? What happened? He went to make a Pop-Tart or something? We lost everybody.
I don't know where they at.
I guess they dropped for a second.
I hope they come
back.
Have you
ever been close to that? I mean, like, are you still you know, the father of your children? Is he a good father? Is he still in touch, or is he out of the picture?
My daughter, that he ain't so much in the picture, but you know, it's fine.
Well, you're a strong woman, you know. Your kids got you. That's all kids really ever need is a strong mother. So God bless you, you know, for doing that alone.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people don't think it's hard, but you know.
Oh no, it's hard. And it's hard with just one. Imagine two babies, you know. But you're a fighter, you're strong, you're gonna be okay.
Well, it gets overwhelming, and I'll be wanting to quit and just walk away, but you know, I sometimes gotta rethink things and do what I gotta do.
Right.
Well, I'm gonna interrupt because we gotta get to our thing, but you know what I think marriage is? Marriage is punishment. And you're being held accountable. Meaning that if the guy screws up, let's just go with the guy. He will be held accountable. Meaning, I'll take half your shit. You're going to lose some shit because you did some shit. Versus living with someone. No, seriously. Marriage gives you that punishment. Like, you do this shit, now legally I take your shit. I can do this. I take your kids.
That's being spiteful.
Hmm?
That's mean those girls or women that's being spiteful and don't want to see, you know, they men have anything. That's why you think some men be getting them prenups, because if they do something, you ain't taking mine.
I know. That's true.
And to be honest, not a lot of women and a lot of girls want to really be with a man. But, you know, for who they is, they just won't because he got money or he got this or he got that. So it's like,
really?
Why not get a prenup?
Would you, if you're in love and...
You know, a lot of guys now, they're going after half. You know, something that works both
very
ways.
Rarely and very rarely that they get it. But
I know it's rare.
But you're right. But the difference between, if somebody says, what's the difference between living together and marriage? Well, living together, you can leave. But marriage, they will hold you to that shit. It's revenge. It's punishment. If you cheat on me, I'm going to take you to court. And that brings the fear in men. I'm going to take your children. That brings the fear in men. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. And I'll take – yeah, go ahead.
I won't do that.
You will. If you're married to me, you will. How much shit do you have, Brian? What? All right, we're going to divorce tomorrow because you're not going to put up with this shit unless there's some money coming in. Trust me.
Right,
you're not
going
to put up with my shit.
You're only going to get half of a pack of four-pack of Pop-Tarts from your ass and a fucking Hyundai, a broken-down Hyundai, a Ford Pinto.
You might.
But I'm, you got a prenup. What about the prenup? You know? Like, isn't that a curveball when you're in love and then you know the guy pulls out a prenup? Isn't that kind of a, you know what I think?
You know what I think? I think in certain situations, guys get married because, you know what, they love the girl. It doesn't matter if she's kind of, you know, not financially stable. They're willing to build. And I feel like women sometimes get married because, hey, if it doesn't work out, I still don't start back from nothing. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's a very rare occasion where a woman is willing to fucking build with a guy, and then I get some senses to where women just only get in a relationship based off of the benefits that they will most certainly reap from. And you know, I see, like, I work at this place where a lot of people with a lot of money come, and I see women who come there every fucking weekend who look basically reach off the guy every single fucking weekend in a different dude's fucking cabana. Fucking a different dude with a lot more money, and it's like, oh my god, you're never going to get anywhere that way. I mean, as long as I feel like some people get into a relationship or marriage based off of the benefits of what they could benefit from it. Like, what am I coming out of it? They're going to weigh the pros and cons.
Exactly.
What can he do that's going to, you know, hold me to a higher standard to where I'm able to live the way I want to live? And if he can't drive it anymore, I'm going to find somebody else. Is going to make it even better. That's what's going to happen. I feel like that's why people get divorces. Or the fact that he's not the same person that you've married. Maybe you married a rich guy. All of a sudden, shit hit the fan. He's not rich anymore, but he's the same man he was when he married you. You're more attached to the assets than the fucking marriage and the man.
Right. And the mother-in-law will tell you about it. You know, that bullshit about... You can marry a rich man just as much as you can marry a poor man. This is not about love. This is about what you can get out of it and how you can progress further with security, with housing. It's like a job thing. Women go into this about no woman is going to go to a homeless camp and get dressed up and say, where's the single man out here? They're not going to do it. It's like if you're going to get married, women look at it as a corporate thing about the house, the money. This and it's because of the corporate, because women, there's still a glass ceiling about how far a woman can go in
Here's
a career, because men will still make more.
I hate to say this and touch on this. Sorry to interrupt you. I just want to say before I forget, because I'm being very forgetful today. I'm not trying to sound, you know, sexist. Hopefully I don't offend anybody, but it's just a lot harder for a man to get a rich fucking woman. A rich fucking woman doesn't look at a fucking dude who's middle class. She looks at an even richer man. She's not going to go
right.
with fucking Lil Wayne. She's going to go for fucking Bill Gates. She knows her whole future
right.
is set for 10-plus generations. I mean, it's
right.
a lot harder for, unless you've got something that's hard for her to, you know, that she has not experienced with the amount of money that she has and the amount of assets that she can get. If you have something that she has not experienced, You're one lucky dude. Hold on one second.
But it's true. Women are
look
looking
at Robin Wright. Look at Robin Wright when she divorced Sean Penn. She took him for $50 million, and she was already worth $25 or $30 million. It's like, you know, you're like, bitch, man. You know,
damn.
You got money. You're making your own money. You fucking took him, raked him over the coals. You know.
I believe what Barry and you said a good point too, Cole. You're absolutely right. All right, the subject is, and we got to get to the subject because people are tuning in, and then the subject is, what the hell is the subject? There are people living in a no-sex relationship. That means they're married, but they're not having sex. And they're living in that relationship. Is it a bad relationship? Can you do that? The number is 319-527-6099. And if you're living in that kind of relationship and you're happy, I like to hear. I mean, this is stagnant. I mean, this report about only married people are only having sex 58 times per year. 50. When I was 17, I was having sex more than that. And that was in 2 months. 58 times a year?
That's once
could this
every
be
six
right?
days.
Mm.
Sounds right.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
You're listening to Hammond Radio Network, 96.7, 319-527-6099. Are you in a sexless marriage? And if you are, is it working for you? Please come in the studio to explain. And when we come back,
hey, Barry,
we're going to take you.
I just want to ask 111111. Do you get laid, or do you use dildos up your ass? Thanks. We know we can go to our channel.
Now you got to understand. Wait a minute, Cole. Before you go after 111, a lot of people listen to this show while they're at work. Okay, before
right.
you go after people.
Now, you know what,
and
that
could have
been Adrian. So if that's Adrian, I apologize because she's
what
the
I'm
best,
trying
you know?
To say is it's not somebody coming in and trolling. It's not somebody who's angry. If they are coming in, they're listening to the show and the topic. So it's nothing to get mad at or anything. They just cannot talk at this time. And, again, they don't know what show they're calling in, and they don't want nobody to have their number. So we can respect that, right? This is Hammer 96.7 BT Radio. Again, if you're in a sexless relationship, the number is 319-527-6099. Or maybe you have sex once every 6 months and you're a female. How do you feel about that? I like to know. And are you happy? Please come in and tell me. We're going to get to this right now when we come back from our break. And because now we're going to go with some women actually talking about this shit. And then if we have time, people who are addicted to internet porn. Can you get out of it? Why? You know, a lot of women will not watch porn with their men. We'll get into another subject. We'll get into that later. All right, everybody. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play a song. I'm going to put you on mute, and I'll be back in 3 minutes because I'm going to make some coffee. Everybody's in the studio who's important right now. The new morning crew is the best crew ever. We got Mr. Barry here, Mr. Columbus Barry. Love and affection, baby. And if you didn't think about marriage before, get his CD or get his single, Love and Affection. You'll get married. If you don't get married, you'll get pregnant. It's a good CD. Mr. Columbus Barry in the studio. And we have, am I pronouncing your name right, Latia? I hope I'm doing it. Am I pronouncing your name right? Okay.
Well, she would have corrected your dumbass if you were saying it wrong.
No, she's polite. She's nice. No, she's polite and
right.
nice. I know. And we have the lovely Latia. Let me tell you about Latia, the goddess of ebony beauty.
Uh-oh.
Latia is single. She's 23 years old, I think, maybe going to 24, smart and intelligent. She's not looking for no man that she has to take care of, and she may not be even looking for a man. But if you want to say hello to Latia and say, hey, she's right here in the studio. We got the King of Kings, Mr. Your Royal Highness is here, King Webb. You know King Webb. You ask him about something, he says, I don't give a damn, because that's his latest single. I don't give a damn. And don't get caught in my web. And he's in the studio right now. And then you have Mr. Cole, Mr. Miles. Now, Cole is a wild card. And if you haven't, you probably won't meet a Cole in the street. And if you do, you usually will call the cops. But he's here in the studio. He's a musician.
The Prince of the Miles. Thank you.
Okay, Miles. He's a musician and an actor. And also, he believes in a lot of conspiracy theories. These are the people who are in the studio. These are the people you can talk to. And then there's me. I am Brian Hammer Jackson. We'll be right back in 3 minutes. I'm going to mute everybody because of the song.
9/11.
Give you guys a chance to get
9/11 was an inside job, and Katy Perry is JonBenet Ramsey.
There you go. And we'll be back in 3 minutes. Nobody goes away.
Gates,
coffee time.
Bill Gates is killing people with the vaccine. And Fauci.
We'll be back in a couple of minutes. You're listening to Hammer 96.7 BT Radio. We're talking about love. Love. Divorce. Marriage. And no sex. We'll be right back. Begin. Here we go. Here's a woman. The topic today, I'm out of breath. Sexless marriage, masturbation, loneliness, cheating. Our next subject, if we can get to it, your brain on porn. That's what we're talking about today. Here's a lady here who's talking about, well, let me get it here, about loveless marriage, people in it. before we get to her. These are 30-odd, I'm not going to go through all 30, I'll do as fast as I can, marriage stats. It's easy to assume that couples consistently and regularly engage in sexual activity. We assume that. But if you ever go to a market and you see, you can tell when people have been married for a long time, look at their faces. Then you can tell the couples who just met and look how happy they are. And it's a before and after. Look at their faces. Look at their body language. We're assuming he's knocking the hell out of that one. Or is he really? When I say knocking it, I'm not talking hitting. I'm talking about, you know, he's in there, man. He's giving it to her something good. She loves the high heart one. But here we go. We're assuming that couples are having sex regularly, especially after getting married and being available to each other on a regular basis or just about every night of the week. Many couples assume that others are having active sex lives simply because they cannot imagine a couple being together without having sex and because sex is often presented as being an important part of a relationship. But the stats will tell you different when it comes to sexless marriage. Consider some of the interesting stats about these types of relationship and why they may happen. And what our psychologists say about it and about these couples in this situation. I hate this guy. I hate him with a passion. He's a scammer and an asshole, but he's quoted. Dr. Phil McGraw, you know who he is. He's a counselor, a relationship and marriage expert. He said it on his website, there is no particular number of sexual encounters that is considered normal for couples, married or not. His advice to couples is to negotiate a sexual relationship. That means, he's such a fuck. Let's negotiate a sexual relationship that meets both of their needs. Rather than, this is a prime pussy. This is a guy who is such a prime pussy. He's even a woman's pussy is more manly than this guy. He is such a pussy. I cannot tell you what a pussy he is. He makes men look bad, but that's what his advice to couples is: negotiate a sexual relationship that meets both their needs rather than assuming they should be having sex at a certain intervals or a certain number of times. Shut up, you. There's no negotiation. Here's the deal. I said I do. You will. Done. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm out. Get the gown off. Put it back to the rental. Get your legs up in the air and do what you're supposed to do because you want my house and you want my property. You want my name. Do your thing and shut up. Happy marriage. But that was Dr. Phil saying that. No, he didn't say that. The other part was me. Number two. According to researchers quoted by Newsweek magazine, married couples have sex an average of just over 68 times per year. 68 times a year. Or just slightly more than one time a week. Other researchers have put the number as close as 58 times per year, still slightly more than once a week. I don't know many couples, and I'll be honest with you, I have friends who are couples, and I have friends who have been together for a long time. They're not having sex once a week. They're not. But I'm going on stats. Number three, married people in their 30s are reported to have sex about 111 times per year. Married people in their 30s are reported to have sex about 111 times per year. There's 365 days in a year. You're having sex 111 times per year. Again, that's low. That woman that you married that you're having sex only 111 times per year, when she was single going out to the club, she had that in 2 months. There was a joke that I really like, and I say it all the time. It's getting old. What's the difference between a bitch and a whore? A whore will fuck anybody. A bitch will fuck everybody but you. That's the difference. Number four. The same source stated that married persons have only 6.9 more sexual encounters every year than those who are not married or who have never been married at all. So the source has stated that married persons have only 6.9 more sexual encounters every year than those who are not married. That's low, because if you're married, you should not have just 6.9. That should be up into the triple digits. She's there every day. Where are you doing? Because, again, we go back to the adult bookstore with the dildos and the vibrators and, yeah, and the pocket pussies and the shower massages and all this kind of stuff. And a woman will say, the kids kept me up. It's been a busy day. It's me time, me time. Well, what about me time with you time, me and you time? No, I don't want me and you. Hold on, I'm going to turn on the shower massager. Get out. Married life. Sex. 15% to 20% of couples identify having a sexless marriage based on the above stats. There was a study performed in 1994 that said that 2% of married couples have no sex the year before. Less than 20% of those identifying have having a sexual marriage under the age of 40. We're going to go by fast. 7. According to USA Today, some 20% to 30% of men and some 30 to 50% of women claim to have little, if any, sex drive at all. If you want no sex drive, get married. There you go. There you go. It will kill your sex drive. 8. A persistence of recurring lack of interest in being sexual or sex itself, and the persistence and lack of absence of sexual thoughts and fantasies is called hyperactive sexual desire, or HSD. 9, some 25% of Americans in total, make up one-third of women and one-fifth of men, have HSD to a varying degree. Psychiatrist Tina Tesset, whatever, she stated the most common cause of a marriage without sex include hurt feelings between partners. Men, you ever watch a sports game or everything and your woman is talking, we have no idea what she's saying, but we hear it in the background noise, and then you go, what? And then she gets upset and she starts crying because you're not paying attention to her. You're not really looking at her right, and you're not looking at her with loving eyes. She has her hurt feelings now. Well, hurt feelings is saying she's shutting down the pussy factory. And you are not going to buy the product, and she's not serving the product to you. The pussy factory is now closed to you, but to Willie on the web, because she'll go to Facebook, and they go, why are you so hurt? Well, my husband just hurt my feelings, and he expects me to suck it. Well, I told him to suck it himself, and I don't need to do this. I need to be treated like a human being. I don't want him to treat me like a piece of shit. I ain't about a piece of shit. I work hard for what I do, and if he wants sex, he's going to have to act right. Okay. And that Willie's going to go, you're damn right, girl. Meanwhile, he's putting lotion on his hand, and he's rubbing his dick up and down, going, there should be a man treating you right like I would treat you right. See, you know how to treat a woman. You know, and this guy's a felon, by the way, and he's only on Facebook because he had that hour of free time, who's been divorced 3 times, who's a player. And that's another thing why women are stupid. So here's Slick Willie. I like to call him Wet Willie, because if he talks to you girls, you're going to get wet. So Wet Willie's saying to you, girl, you don't need that shit. I know how to treat you right. Well, I just want a man to listen to me. I am hearing you, girl, and I'm hearing you loud and clear, and you sound like a Dolby stereo. I mean, like a Bose stereo, and I hear you. That's what I'm talking about. I just want somebody to listen to me and care about my feeling. Oh, girl, just 1 second, I'm going to oil the... Oh, I care about your feeling, girl. You don't know how much feeling that I have for you right now. That's what I'm talking about. Why can't my man be like you? I don't know. Because I've been married like 50 times, and I know what I'm saying, and I know how to treat a woman right. You sure do, Wet Willie. Well, you know what? Now, since you're not talking to your man, why don't you talk to me? Well, I don't know. Yeah, why don't you just blow up my phone for a little bit, you know what I mean? And I don't want to be talking this personal shit, and everybody see it. Okay, then go back to your man. Oh, I don't want to go back to him. I'm not talking to him. He doesn't care about my feelings. I'm all hurt. Well, okay, well, here's Willie right here. Don't waste your energy. You need to talk to a man that can understand you. All right, well, I'll give you a call, but I don't want to have no sex. Oh, I'm not looking for sex, girl. I'm looking for communication. Sex is the furthest thing. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, that oil feels so good. What? Nothing? I'm just listening to some communication. That's all I want from you, girl. Well, okay, I'll call, but don't you get all nasty. I'm not getting nasty at all. Next thing you know, she's having phone sex. That's right. That's right. Because why? Because she got hurt feelings. So she's willing to throw away her marriage, throw away everything, because she's in the zone, and her feelings are hurt. And when a woman gets some feelings hurt, let me tell you something, it's revenge. See, men can get hurt feelings and say, fuck it, I don't want to talk to you. Fuck it, I'm going somewhere. Fuck it, I'm going with my friends. Women don't do that. Fuck it, you're going to pay. Every tear that comes down my face is more pain. It's going to be a knife, getting a little slice of your heart. And we're going to make you suffer for it. So watch those hurt feelings. That's right. Hurt feelings between a partner. The partner that initiates sex, but they get turned down too often. There you go. I'm telling you, women, you had the baby. I know it's a rough day. You went to work. It's a rough day. You're so tired, you can't even think. And your man comes to you in an inappropriate moment. Maybe you have diarrhea. Who knows? And he says, you know, honey, the kids are asleep. And you go, uh-huh, and you got the towel over your face and everything. Your toes look like a fucked up, you know, troll, because you had no time to take care of your toes or anything because you got a family. And you go, you know, those little crooked toes are kind of sexy tonight. And then she goes, no. What do you mean no? No, not tonight. No, no, no. No means no. But, honey, you're married. I said, no, don't make me go on it. Hashtag me too. I will blast your black ass out there saying you assaulted me. Oh, okay, girl. Okay. Okay. I'm going to walk away over there. You better walk away. I'll call you when I'm ready. I am not ready yet. You can't expect me to be ready and every day. You want me to be ready. At the snap of my fingers, you want me to be ready. Like I'm supposed to be like your little whore. I am not your whore. I am your wife, and I'll tell you no. Okay, okay. Now, just leave me alone. Okay. And he goes away, and you know what she does? Hey, Willie. What you doing? Oh, girl, I'm just thinking about you. You want to fuck? Oh, yeah. Okay, he gone. Don't turn down your man. Never turn down your man. And your man, never turn down your woman. That is the basic rule of relationship. Where he wants it, when he wants it, you better give it up. Because he bought that shit, and he swore to Jesus that he's going to stay with you through sickness and in health. Well, we kind of lied about the sickness. We're out of there. And same thing with you men. If your woman comes down and say, I'm not really feeling attractive, and he saw something like Martha Stewart made a cupcake, and it looked like titties, and all of a sudden you say, you know what, I'm going to give my man a cupcake. And then you go in there and go, hey, I'm going to give you a cupcake. And you got your titties all there, and you got whipped cream around your titties, and you got a little cherry on there, and going, look what I made. I got cupcakes. Are you hungry? No, baby, I'm on a diet. Get the hell, I got to work and everything. And don't say no to her. You eat that cupcake, even if you're on a diet, and you make sure you bite that cherry. You may not feel like it, but you do. But when you start turning people down, it's not the end of it. They will find somewhere else who will say yes. And there's millions of people on both sexes that will say yes. Here's another reason. Partners are too busy or they become neglectful of their spouse in a relationship. We just went over that communication problems between spouse and no one's talking. Okay, communicate. I want some man to listen to me and talk to me. Shut up. What are you saying? Okay, communication. Communication, too much communication. Elvis Presley said it. Not too much talking, not enough action. You can talk, but don't make it. Ugh. And there's another reason why people live in a sexless relationship, because such as the lack of trust between spouses, the anxiety, the pressures from the children, and common misunderstanding between spouses, and also contributes to significantly by having a sexless relationship. There was a counselor, Adam Schreck, reported in the year 2000 that half of the couples he counseled had found themselves in a sexless marriage, and stated that common causes were the inability to talk openly about sex, not understanding the actual physical act of sex itself, lack of sleep, and the use of antidepressants. Okay. Persons in sexless marriages are more likely to seek a divorce. There you go. According to the Parker Pope, he's a sexless marriage counselor. He can also be temporarily affected by outside circumstances. A lady was recorded in Reader's Digest as saying that a sexless marriage would not automatically cause a couple's desire for a divorce, but rather blame a level of desire instead. Some reason researchers have blamed modern technology for the increase in sexless marriages. Oh, you're on Facebook all the time. You're on Twitter. You try to get your numbers up. You're on TikTok instead of on his TikTok, you may have a problem. 16, a sex census in 2012 funded by Relate Adult Store and Summers. She stated that she claims to have more sexual confidence between the ages of 60 and 69 than ever before. That is true. People are living longer. Women are sexier. And she works at a bookstore. She sells the dildo. So don't let your wife say, I'm going to use the dildo, because you said no, because you are the dildo, the dickhead that forced her to go to rubber. That's right. She went to rubber because of you. 18, blah, blah, common lack of sex drive, physical causes. Women may also have psychological causes for lack of sex drive, including poor body image, lack of self-esteem, a history of sexual abuse. All right. True. No, true. Listen, I can go on and on. Here it is. Even if you're in a sexist marriage, she gets horny. But she gets horny not with you. She's horny out there running around. She's running around horny. You can hear her coming because she's not walking. She has no legs. You can just hear her slide because that's her pussy on the ground. Sliding to you. That's how I know she's horny. She's horny, but not just with you. So don't give me the kids and don't give me this and pressure and body fat. I know bestiality women are so fat, they're still getting the dick. You can't see the dick because of all the fat, but they're still getting the dick. Shut up with the body image. It's the dick. Women love dick. And I'm going to get a T-shirt. Women love dick. That's what they are. Even lesbians love dick. They will go buy a fake dick. Women love dick. 30, a lack of intimacy. Shut up. Sexist marriage explained. Okay, we go on and on, and it's time for somebody else to talk for sexist. I'm going to open up the phones right now, and then we're going to go to an expert who's going to explain sexist marriage. Thank you. Let me see what time it is. Did I go over? I'm not even in the studio. Sometimes I would go over, and then I have to set the time back. Let's see what I got here. 47 minutes. I'm cool. We got a full studio again. King Webb is in the studio again, and Mr. Miles is in the studio, and the lovely Latia is in the studio. And we got 602. Is that Mr. King Webb again? I don't know. And let's go to there's a lot of 602s, and I think King Webb, who is great in promoting the show, and his friends are coming in. I love that. Mr. King Webb, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right. The King of Kings, Mr. Webb.
Oh,
Mr.
Check your inbox and get a chance.
Okay, I will. I'll get a chance right now. Okay. Yeah. Okay, cool. Right after the show, I will contact them. Thank you, King.
Hey, Brian.
King, can you?
I know you're on the subject. Maybe we could get to it later. But have you noticed the back and forth between Kevin Hart and Bill Maher? Have you been watching
Kevin
Bill Maher
said
lately?
Something. No, I didn't notice that. But I know recently Kevin said something just today about this cancel culture that was going to play, that he doesn't believe in that bullshit. But no, I didn't. We'll get to it in about. You tell me about it in about 20 minutes.
I'll send you a clip of Bill Maher talking about how basically universities are a place where people are learning to complain and overpriced education for nothing and racism, like that's where they learn.
Right. I played that clip that we came further
and
from how it used to be.
I don't like him. I don't like him. I don't like him either. I sent you a clip of a lady talking about him. She calls him the new segment called Boo Maher. Like she.
Why don't
like
wait a minute?
Well,
how come you don't like Kevin Hart? I mean, you don't know him.
No, I didn't say Hart. I said Bill Maher. I don't like Bill Maher.
I don't like him either. With his pompous leftist, this little pompous attitude,
he's
I agree with you 100%. He is. All right, but we got to get to the point. We got to get to the part here.
Right.
We'll get to that in our entertainment. We still got some time. So I'm talking like I'm on cocaine because I'm looking at the clock as we're talking. I want to get all this in because this woman has some great information about sexist relationship. It's unbelievable. Okay, I'm going to go to Mr. King of Kings. I don't talk about King Webb's personal life because I don't do it. If King wants to talk about his personal life, he will. But I will ask a question to King. About do you believe in love? That's it. Do you believe in love? Maybe you were in love at one time, but did love let you down? And you're going to say, I'm not going to trust that feeling again. I'm going to be not really just go with my feelings about love. I'm going to really get to know someone, and I'm going to ignore those feelings because love let you down. Mr. King Webb, did has love ever let you down?
No. It's, you know, I just have to make the right decision when I'm, you know, loving the other person, you know. But, you know, I still believe in love, you know. That's something that I will always believe in, so.
Yeah. What is love, Mr. King Webb? What is love? Explain to me, because maybe I want to believe in what you believe in, and I don't know what you believe in love. Could somebody please explain to me, what is it? So what is love to you?
I mean, there's all types of love, you know.
Sure.
You know, you'll have oh, I really love this food. It tastes good. Or you have that. Or you'll have this, oh, man, I love that girl. Man, she is so beautiful. Or you'll have a, you know, when you're at the altar, you know, marrying somebody, you'll have that I love you for life type of love. You have that, oh, you have that church love, you know, they call it agape love. You know, it's all different types of love, you know what I mean? So it's really a strong, four-letter word, you know what I mean? And
Right.
So it's
but
all
do you believe? Do you believe? Do you believe in love when you see a person, Mr. King Webb? Do you believe in love at first sight? Like you see somebody from the corner of your eye going, "Damn, that's a girl I'm going to spend the rest of my life with, and I'm going to go talk to her and see if I can make that happen." Do you believe in love at first sight?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Oh, yeah.
Really? Really?
Yep.
You're a romantic, Mr. King Webb. You're a romantic. That's not
bad.
Yeah,
that's why I got three kids now. I'm trying to stop it so you stay there.
That's called lust, man. That ain't called love. What about hooker love, Brian? I met this hooker. She was from Switzerland in Amsterdam. She was 19. And I said, listen, after I banged her for an hour, I said, who keeps calling you? Is that your boyfriend? She's like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, fuck him. I tell you what if I come back to you with a briefcase with $300,000 and you hop on a plane back to New York for me? And she you know, she said, oh, maybe. Oh, yeah, I don't know. I mean, what do you want to do? You want to fuck for a year and catch something? Or you want to come home, you know, come home with me and you can cheat on me? You know?
Wow.
That was 21 years ago. Now her pussy's probably the size of a grapefruit. So I'm going to pass. Sorry, ladies.
Yeah, that's why I got through now, you know what I mean? Because I really thought the person, you know, really loved me, but it was like, you know, it wasn't that type of love, you know what I mean? It was different, you know what I mean? So
it was love.
You know, that's why now, you know, I try to make sure when a person tell me they love me, I got to make sure that, you know, it's real, you know what I mean? Because that's something that it comes with a strong meaning.
I hear you. But a lot of people have their own interpretation of what love is.
Yeah.
But you can't deny the divorce rate is 50%. And even those 50% who didn't make it, they were in love. But and I go to you, Mr., and thank you. You are, look at you, you're a little romantic, you, Mr. Webb. All the women are going to go, oh, he's so romantic. Mr. Barry, can you live in a relationship, a marriage that has no sex in it? If she's perfect in every way, a great companion, best friend, everything, but there's going to be no sex in that. Can you stay in that kind of relationship? Okay. I guess I lost Mr. Barry. I'm not in the studio. Latia, I haven't heard from her in a long time. Latia, are you there, darling? Okay. Yeah. Latia, can you do it? Can you find the great guy? He's great everywhere, your best friend, everything, but he's going to say, we're not going to have no sex while we're married. Can you stay in that marriage?
Oh, no.
Really?
Yeah. But it's different ways that women, you know,
that pleases themselves. So I'm pretty sure it shouldn't be a problem, but I don't know.
Right. So are we agreed that sex and love coexist? They're together? If a guy says, you know what, I love you and everything, I just don't want to have sex with you, will you still consider him in love with you if he doesn't want to have sex with you?
Because, you know, some girls, they overthink, and they'll be like, well, what's wrong with me? Why you don't want to have sex with me? And I'm ugly, you know, like why you want to be with me if you don't want to have sex with me? Because, like, they'll feel like, well, why you want to be with me if you don't want to have sex with me? So,
right.
She's like her best friend, her lover, her first love, all this essence. She wants to feel that love, like she want to make love. So why not? But, you know, men got they thing.
Right. I mean, you know the first clue is on his birthday, he requests a pocket pussy. Then you know you have a problem. I'm sorry, baby. I know. The baby go, oh, okay, baby. I'm sorry.
I'll be like, well, what you got there for if I'm right here? But, you know.
Yeah.
Some girls, they have their little toys, too. So.
Yeah.
They missing their man, you know. They love vibrators and they love toys.
That's true. That is. Well, here's a woman right now that's going to talk to you about.
We got Brother Jadid and Brother Muhammad on the phone too right now.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
King. I'm gonna let you take it from here. I'm gonna give you the area. I'm gonna give you the prefix of the phone number, and you introduce them. Okay. That I got a 602, which is a 434 number. King, is that one of your?
Yes,
is that one
yes,
of your?
Yes, I think that's Brother Jadid right there. I mean,
oh, Jadid!
Yes, sir.
Oh man, I haven't talked to him in a while.
Yes.
Hey, what's up, Jadid? What's up, brother?
Not much, man. How you doing today, sir? Thanks for having me.
I'm doing. We're just talking about some people who are involved in a marriage, but there's no sex in the marriage. How do you feel about that, Jadid?
Well, no sex in the marriage. Well, you know, me being married, and I want to speak to my brother, Brother Tremikis, man. He's a very knowledgeable brother, very humble.
Mm-hmm.
Brother working real good in the community, man. We look up to this brother, and he's on the phone with me right now, you know, and you know, his thing is not the, he's not big on the topics, you know, but he's more about the community. And that's one of the main reasons that, you know, we look up to this brother, man. But he's on the phone now. His name is Brother Tremikis. And I want to make sure I introduce him.
All right.
And you know, and my thing, man, is I say, you know, sex without marriage, man, you know, it's like.
You already know what I'm working on.
And, you know, everything I talk about is going to be about, you know, from the root of what God's word, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like, that's where I'm coming from the root. And it's like,
right.
It's going to be unrealistic to not have sex, you know, or make love to your spouse, because we're here to build a nation. You know what I'm
right.
saying? When you look at the reality of things, we're at war. You know, the black community, we're at war. So it's like we need to have as many children that's level-headed and, you know, children that's level-headed and taught wisely, you know, how to deal with this world, how to stay together, how to keep their marriage together, because we're at war.
Right.
So
right.
Sex with no marriage. Because we're thinking about what a real marriage is. You know, we're coming together to form a union. So sex
right.
without marriage or making love without marriage is pretty
it's
much
sin.
Unrealistic. You know, it depends on what world you're living in. You know, are you living in a righteous world or are you living in the devil's kingdom? You know what I'm saying? So
right.
in the devil's kingdom, you probably have that, no sex, no making love to your spouse. In the devil's kingdom, because, you know, they're thinking about the Lord's desires. But when you
mm-hmm.
live in the God's kingdom, you know, you want to have children as soon as possible, as long as you're ready, because we need more soldiers, really. We need more warriors. We need more warriors for God. So it's like, as long as you're level-headed, You have a good mind on your shoulder. You're the man and the woman in a relationship. I think it's unrealistic not to make love to your spouse because, you know, like I said, we at war and we're getting killed by the dozens, by the thousands. So we
right.
need as many
now, soldiers
as possible.
I understand what you're saying.
And
let me ask you a question
because
I'm
aspect.
Looking at the time. I don't mean to step on you, but I'm looking at the time. I want to make sure you get your message across. Then how do you feel about biracial marriage then? If we're at war and you got a half black, half white brother going on, how do you feel about that? Is he still an African-American soldier, or is he the enemy?
Well, you know, my thing is, man, if we're looking at the heart of the people and the intentions of the people, yes, we are taught that, you know, if you're a soldier, if you put in your work in, your spirit and your heart is truly for the righteous cause, then, you know, I don't see a major problem. You know, my thing is first is always having black people can't get nowhere if we don't focus on black people first. You know what I'm saying? We have to focus on our community first. We can't focus on another person's community, the white community, the Spanish community. We have to focus on the black community first. So at this time, I would say it wouldn't be smart. It wouldn't be as the smartest, but I would say, you know, if a person has a righteous heart. And, you know, if they have a righteous heart and righteous intentions and God is pleased mm-hmm. with it, then mm-hmm. if God is pleased with it, then I'm pleased with it.
Right.
Hey, I got to chime in, man. That whole thing to me sounds A, racist, and B, we're at war. And I know, I don't understand because I'm a white boy, right, so I don't understand the black fight. But that just sounds like a bunch of bullshit, number one. And number two, sorry to put it that way, but number two, I don't think that this world needs any more babies. We don't have enough water and food and people like Trump in office and the way everything's going. I think, like, that's the problem is there's too many people fucking in the name of the Lord. And there's too much overpopulation and people not taking care of the people that are already here. And then getting back to, well, you know, you just did a contradiction. You said, no, black people got to care about black people. But if the person's righteous, you can't have it both ways, man. The person's righteous, and I'm white. I'm on your side. Like Brian knows, I'll go into battle with black people. I'll die for black people. So I'm righteous, but yet, no, but you're white. So, no, it's worse. So you're just contradicting yourself, number one. Number two, I don't think that this world is a place to bring any more life into. You know, thank God that the life that's here, take care of it. And if you want to have a baby, there's plenty of babies out there that are starving you can take care of. But to procreate and to make this whole, like, soldiers and war and all that shit, I detest that philosophy. But that's, you know, maybe I shouldn't have said anything, but that just rubs me the wrong way. And, again, it probably doesn't matter because I'm a white boy. But the way you started off saying that it's worry about black people first, and I get that. But to turn around and then say, well, but if they're righteous, man, that's just some racist shit. It doesn't matter if they're white, Chinese. Whatever fucking person marries a black woman or a black man, they're righteous, then they're righteous. And the kids that they have are righteous. And, you know, as far as life goes, I think that, you know, I wouldn't have a kid even if I was 25 into this world with the COVID and the fucking politics and the lack of food and water and the world melting. But so that's pretty much it. But to me, that's a whole contradiction. It's painted out like you want to have babies that are soldiers. That really rubs me the wrong. How about just having, you know, how about just trying to take care of our own race, our own humankind, and not have to put everything into labels. Now you can record. I'm done. But Let me get in on this, man.
Because I'm not a racist person. I speak facts and I speak. I don't know if you've been to the hood lately. I don't know if you ever lived in the hood or been around people.
I grew up in the hood. My dad was my stepdad was black, so yeah, I lived out near Boston. So I don't see him black and white. So what you're speaking doesn't mean shit to me.
Yes, sir. That's even better that you've actually been in the hood, so now you can see how black people are getting killed by the thousands. So what I'm saying is, it's not about a racist thing. Look at the facts.
I'm Jewish, man. I had ancestors thrown into ovens in Dracow and in Auschwitz. So I'm on the my people's pain are the same people in your people's pain. And I don't believe in religion. So you talk to the wrong, you're preaching to the wrong group. Go ahead, though.
Yes, sir. All I'm saying, brother, that, yes, sir. I no disrespect to you at all. All I'm saying is our people are getting killed. And when you look at that point of view, if you can't be humble to that fact, then there's really no conversation.
I just told you I'm humble. I just told you I'd lead down my life for black people.
So please don't please let me.
Don't go there.
So please
when you don't know me.
Okay, so
that ain't cool.
So,
wait.
I don't mean no disrespect. Just let me speak. Just let me.
Hold on,
yes, sir. Let me speak. I'm not,
go ahead, man. Make your point.
I'm not being rude to you at all. So please let me speak, brother. No disrespect to you. All I'm saying is, look at how our people are getting killed. If you look at the grandmothers, the mothers, the fathers who are crying, all these people that are crying because of their children getting killed, their families, their uncles getting killed, their mothers getting killed. If you can't sympathize to that,
oh, I am. They should start killing white cops.
Okay, so that
all this shit will end if
brother,
white cops get killed
brother.
After they. Go ahead.
If you can't be respectful, man, then we can end this conversation. So all I'm saying is, man, if you see the people that are getting killed, you know this is where I'm coming from. As a black man in this community, I'm tired of my people getting killed. I'm tired of my people suffering. That's what I'm saying. So what I'm saying is. How can I help somebody if I don't help myself? If I can't help myself, I can't help my wife. If I can't help myself, I can't help my family. If I can't help my household, I can't help my community. If I can't help my people, I can't help the world. So we have to look at steps. It's not about races. It's about what's going on realistically. If I can't help my people first, how can we help the planet next? Thank you.
Okay, here we go, because of time constraint. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Jawdead, and thank you, Cole, for that conversation. It enlightened a lot of people. Joe's in the studio today. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show, Joe.
Fuck you, Joe. Welcome back, you fucker. You fuckcake.
I don't know if he's talking, okay? His mic is open sometimes,
hey.
Joe.
Oh, now I'm breaking up.
You got a dick in his hand.
Hey,
there
you
go.
Hey, yes, that's Cole.
Joey,
and you got hello.
I can
hear
you,
guys.
Joe.
Hear me? Because all of a sudden,
yes.
You guys started breaking up right now.
We can hear you.
Well, that's what you get with that Kmart phone, motherfucker.
So, I better hear because of the headline
brother,
of the.
You know about Brother Tamekis real for a moment. Do you have any time?
Yeah, hold on, Joe, 1 second. Joe, hold on 1 second. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead, Jawdead.
Okay, yes, sir. Yes, sir. What I wanted to say was, man, and, you know, we all about the people, man, and helping our people and helping this planet, man. We want peace and true love on this planet. And this is why I didn't really want to say too much. You know, I said what I need to say, but I really want to introduce this brother Tamekis, man, because he's doing a lot of work in the community for the children, for the community. You know, he's just a very positive brother, man, and I just want to help him get as much support as he can. And I just leave it over to brother Tamekis.
All right.
Peace, family.
Welcome to the show,
brother. Tamekis here. Welcome. Thank you, brother. Thank you for having me on the show.
You're welcome.
And being a part of it.
Thank you. Welcome. So tell me what you're doing in the community. We need some uplifting things going on. Tell me the things that you're doing.
Me too.
So, you know, one of the things that, and I'm going to try to make this brief, I chair an organization called the Phoenix Local Organizing Council. And one of the things that we do is that we look at the problems of our community and we try to organize the members of our community around those problems. We don't look to government assistance. We're not necessarily looking for policy or legislative change. All those things are well, and we support those things. But if our communities are suffering from food insecurity, we teach you how to grow food. Let's show you how to grow food so you can feed your own family, right? If we're dealing with a lack of income, we have a business program. We teach our community how to open up businesses, become entrepreneurs, how to get funded from banks. We look at health issues. We don't just look to say, okay, what's going on with COVID from the standpoint of the government. We talk about, well, if pre-existing conditions are what's making our community vulnerable, let's talk about how to better your health. If we're looking at a problem, Brother Jadir talks about why our community are under attack, let's talk about how to defend ourselves. Let's talk about how to police our own community. Let's talk about how to change the condition of our community and organize around these things so that we don't have to bring a police presence in our community. So, you know, that's our focus. Our focus is self-help. Our focus is right. self-reliance. Our focus is on educating our community and showing our people the way, organizing our people, mobilizing them, and really bringing us together under positive energy and just really pushing that way. So I'm happy to have a little time to talk about it on your show. I know this is not necessarily the topic that you were dealing with, but I do want to speak into that topic really, really quick, because one of the biggest problems in our community is family. And,
right.
you know, we are taught there are two basic roles, a male and female. The male's role is to provide, basic,
mm-hmm.
very basic. We're not going into a whole lot of detail. The female's role is to comfort him in his work to go out and provide and take care of his family. If
mm-hmm.
either one of us are not taking our roles on properly, then it leads to a loss of love and affection and affinity in the relationship. So I think that when you talk about a marriage that has no sex, you're really talking about two people who have lost a mental and spiritual engagement with each other. They've lost an affinity with each other. They don't live in the same reality. So then you find that they're not attracted to one another. And I think this is very important, because 2020 has put us in a very, you know, for black people in America, we're talking about 400 plus years. But in particular,
right.
I just want to hone in on 2020, the loss of jobs, the loss of income, the mental stress that's been put on people, children who are not being able to attend school, who are falling behind in education. All of these things are affecting our relationship. And I think that it's a sad state of affairs that the families have been neglected in this country. And the fact of the repair families has been neglected. You can't throw money at problems. I don't care how many stimulus bills they pass. That does not deal with the psychological damage that has taken place in this last year. So, you know, one of the things I think that we should focus on and we should talk about in our community is how to repair husband-wife, how to repair our relationship with our children again, and how we should begin to rebuild our family, because our families are absolutely under attack. So I just wanted to talk on that subject really, really quick, or speak on that really quick. And, again, I thank you, brother, for allowing me a few minutes.
You know, I
hey,
believe
Brian,
in everything
can I,
that you
can
said.
Can I chime in on that? Because that philosophy
wait,
is
wait,
archaic.
Wait. I want to comment. I like what he's doing.
Okay, go ahead.
And that's what I've been complaining about for a while. I love what he's doing. The African-American community or the black community, whatever you want to say, the black people have been nothing but consumers and not – And we don't invest in each other, and we don't invest in the banks, and we don't invest in this, and we're thinking people owe us a lot, and some people settle for welfare, thinking that the government owes them something. But to hear him talk about policing our own community, investing in our own community, and keeping the family unit together, that's what I've been saying for the last 4 or 5 years. I love what he's doing. Do you have a website that people can go through to or anything like that?
Yes, we do. It's thephxloc.org. Thephxloc.org. And I absolutely agree with you. You know, this idea, and I don't say that the country doesn't owe us anything, but I'm saying that they're not going to pay us anything. You have millions of unemployed in this country. We know, look, they're cutting these checks from the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve cannot support the government. They cannot support the people in this way. So eventually we're going to look at an economic fall in this country. And we got to ask ourselves the question, when this country's economy falls, if you're already at the bottom, where do you go? So there has to be an idea that's pushed, not a welfare idea, but an idea of self-reliance. How do we take care of ourselves and stop putting ourselves in a position where we're asking others to take care of us? We have the talent. We have the skill.
Mm-hmm.
We have the education.
Mm-hmm.
We have the resources.
Right.
We can do for ourselves. We can build for ourselves. So I'm absolutely on the same page with you when it comes to that. Now, do I think that the black America is owed reparations? Of course I do. But do I think we're ever going to get it? Well, I think it'll be a nearly impossible task at this point, right? So then we have to turn inwardly. So, yeah, we're on the same page with that, brother, 100%.
I like to. I'm going to talk to King Webb. I would love to interview you on my show. and hear all your views and what you and how you think. Would that be cool? If King contacts
yes,
you
sir,
and that,
yes.
All right.
That would be honored, brother. That would be honored.
Hey. Can I comment on one thing?
I would be honored.
Well,
you got,
can I just comment
before,
on one
you
thing?
You got exactly 30 seconds, man, because I got to play this thing because I promised
okay,
the people
listen.
And this woman talking about no-sex
okay,
marriage.
You made a very,
30 seconds.
You made a very, very... You made a very, very sexist statement, old, archaic, old-fashioned statement, in that it's the man's place to be the breadwinner, and it's and maybe Latia can chime in, or if any other women want to call in.
I only got. I can't play this clip if anybody chimes in now, but I understand
well, just,
what you're saying.
I don't care if anyone calls in. Just let me get my point off, and you can move on. My point is that I don't believe that men are supposed to. I have no fucking, and I guess you do. I have no problem at all with the man staying home and being the house father, and the woman going out and getting the money, or a split of 50-50. But to say that that's the blueprint of our fabric of our society, and that's how things are supposed to go, sounds like something that came out of the 1920s or something. You know, I mean, as far as reparations, I don't think that any. Let me finish. You spoke for 5 minutes, and then as far as the reparations go, I don't think that any reparations should go to anybody that's, you know, under 50 that dealt with shit back, you know.
Let everybody chime in. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
Joe.
I just want to say this real quick in response. The state of Israel gets payment from the U.S. government on a yearly basis. So because of the wrongs that were done to the Jewish people in the Jewish Holocaust, that's very fair. I think anybody that suffered from some type of Holocaust should get reparations in some way. The Japanese got it. So I'll stop on that. And I do agree with you. It is a very 1940s.
I'm going to interview you. I like what you're saying.
Yes, sir.
And I don't mean to rush you. I've been looking at time. I don't think I'm going to get to the clip yet because, Joe, you have something to say.
Yes, sir,
and you're
right here,
so
brother.
Patiently.
Is
Joe,
Israel's
go.
In apartheid today?
Yes,
I hope you don't back Israel in that shit state. We can get into it. I'd like to be interviewed on that topic. Go ahead. Whatever. You can move on, Joe.
Let's hear the clip, Joe. So maybe I can
participate
some
time. All right, here we go. Here's the clip. This is
lady,
going back to reception. Thank you, Joe. The lady talking about no sex in marriage and masturbation and loneliness, cheating, and your... And I don't think we're going to get to your brain on porn. We just won't have time for that. But here we go. All right. My clip left me. Hold on 1 second. Okay, here we go. Nope, that's not it. Here we go. This is it. All right, everybody. I'm going to put everybody on mute so we can hear it, so you can have bathroom time or whatever time. And I'm going to play the clip. So don't leave the show, but here's the clip. And when I mute you, it doesn't mean you go away, so we can just hear it. That's all.
It's been said, if you never want to have sex again, get married. Sex is one of the most contentious issues in marriage today, second only to finances. There are many married couples that have not had sex for months, even years, and that's okay, as long as they're okay with it and happily married. The problem arises when one person in the relationship wants sex and the other doesn't. According to a national newspaper survey of approximately 10,000 respondents, mostly married men, 75% were satisfied in their relationship, but more than 50% were dissatisfied with their sex lives. We're having sex, don't get me wrong, we're just having sex at the wrong time and with the wrong people. I'll get to that later. We're having sex before we get married, 10 years on average. So we are effectively in a long-term relationship and potentially quite sexually bored before we even mess up the marital bed. And that has its consequences. Most brides today do not have sex on their wedding nights. And 50% of men would not have married their spouse had they known their marriage was going to be sexless. So, everybody wants to know just how much sex are married people having? whether they are in heterosexual relationships or same-sex unions. You all want to know what's going on at the Joneses? Well, not much. Only about 7% of married couples set the sheets ablaze. Most married couples have sex a little bit more than once a week for the first decade of their marriage. It decreases after that. So they have sex about 58 times a year. And 20% of marriages meet the criteria as a sexless marriage. And that, defined by the experts, is sex less than 10 times a year. So why aren't we having sex in our marriages? Well, there's a little known chemical in the brain, conveniently called PEA, or P, and it's responsible for the elation, the excitement, and the euphoria that you feel when you meet somebody that you're interested in. It's a fantastic feeling. This chemical is scourging through your blood vessels. You are so happy. That's how powerful this little chemical is. Well, what happens after 2 years, that chemical diminishes, as does sexual frequency. That's just about the time you might get married or may have conflict in your relationship. And that is why communication is key to great sex. Now, there's another reason we're not having sex in our relationship, and that has to do with the sex education that we provide. I'd like to share a story about myself. When I was a teenager, my mother came racing into my bedroom, and she said, "Maureen, please tell me you have not allowed a boy to French kiss you." She was feeling terrible that this sex education came a bit late, and I was feeling horrifically guilty as an Irish Catholic girl that I'd French kissed a number of boys by that stage. We teach girls and women that sex is dirty and sex is bad or it's overrated. We say you're just going to get a sexually transmitted infection anyway, or you might get pregnant. This whole fear-based thing frightens women from enjoying sex. And we never talk about pleasure with girls and women or orgasm. And in fact, some women say orgasm's not important and that the journey is just as good as the destination. I disagree. Of course, I'm the one who French kissed all the boys as an Irish Catholic girl. It's like getting on a train with your lover and you are going to the most pleasurable place on the planet. You are so excited. You're getting the free drinks they're giving you. This is amazing. And just before you reach your destination, he gets off and you don't. You get my point. Now, the sex education we have for boys and men, that's entirely different. It's a global program. It's free, it's accessible to everybody, and it's known as internet pornography. Fantastic. And it does nothing to teach men and boys about intimacy, which is really important to men and boys, or how to make love to anybody. Also, we have a paucity of information about sexual health for our LGBTQI community. And we need to add to that. Now, marriage can rapidly go from holy matrimony to holy hell with the finances, the kids, the houses, the illness. I mean, you may have signed up for sickness and health, but that was long before you'd ever witnessed a man cold. And how about that richer or poorer thing? Ladies, we're going to have to start going for richer. Most women today are working inside and outside of the home. We're doing the lion's share of the housework because, according to research, men don't feel they're that good at it. And we're bridging the gap between growing children and aging parents. We are exhausted doing it all and never doing it. And when we are doing it, we're checking our smartphones. 10% of people check their smartphones during sex. 35% immediately afterward. We are connected to the internet. We are connected to the internet and disconnected to be lovers. Maybe this is the reason that the most common sex position for married couples is doggy style. No, no, no. It's not what you're thinking. Get your minds out of the gutter. This is the one where he's on all fours and begs, and she plays dead. I have a clinical practice where I see patients that have sexual dysfunction. And there are two questions that I ask everybody. And the first one is, are you sexually active? It's obvious. And when I ask women, they never say yes or no. Well, they never say yes, but they never say yes or no. They say, sometimes, sort of, I'm not sure. He is. Or they say, I'm married. I say, well, that means no to me. They say, yes, you're right, it is no. Most men complain that women never initiate sex. The reason for this is because, once again, the sex education we provide to women. Women falsely believe that female sexual interest, desire, precedes sexual activity, when in actuality, it is sexual activity that prompts sexual interest and desire. Sexual arousal emerges as a result of sexual activity. So, you guys, I know, intimacy is important to you. And the most important question that reflects this that I receive from you is, how much masturbation is too much masturbation? So, I just say, well, as long as you can go to work, you should be fine. And then I realize that that's perhaps all that you're doing at work. So I know intimacy is important. You want to come home and you want to make love to your wife if you're in a heterosexual relationship. So after a long and quite possibly very hard day, you come home to a bit of chaos perhaps, but you've just got sex on the mind, and she says, did you remember the milk? And you're like, darn, the milk. I forgot the milk. Don't beat yourselves up about it. If not for the milk, we have Facebook, hormones. I'm feeling a little tired tonight. My stomach's sticking out. I'm feeling kind of fat. Can't do it tonight. Didn't we have sex last month? And you're like, that was actually last year. You don't get it. I mean, literally, you don't get it. But you're like, she's amazing. She works in and outside of the home. She does a great job with the kids. She volunteers. She even has time for girls' nights out. So I brought a friend home after one such girls' night out. As we approached her house, drove up, she looked up to her bedroom window, saw that the lights were on, and she said, ugh, Donnie's waiting up for me. Do me a favor, drive around the block a few times until the light goes out. I said, listen, you get in there and make love to your husband before somebody else does, because that is one thing that will increase a woman's sexual desire when someone else wants her man. Still unconvinced, she said, I decided to extol the health and beauty benefits that sex has for a woman. A youthful glow, better sleep, wrinkle-free skin. Keep driving, she said. There is a device that will increase anybody's sexual desire, and that happens to be the Mercedes-Benz 4MATIC Convertible SL. And it comes in 64 colors. But if that doesn't do it, The desire to have a baby will rev up any woman's sex drive. The problem is having that baby is likely to kill it, along with any marital eroticism a couple may have had. Because a lot of people believe that motherhood and being sexual is incongruous. John followed me on LinkedIn for 2 years before he mustered up the courage to make an appointment about his sexless marriage. He'd been married for 7 years, and they had never consummated the relationship. Their parents were pressuring them to have children because they wanted grandchildren.